Salmon and Steelhead Conservation, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sharon Salvaggio of the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides is very concerned about the plight of steelhead and salmon in view of the huge amounts of pesticides finding their way into our waterways in the Northwest.
Clean water is vital for salmon recovery here in the Northwest. And we know that pesticides are the most frequently detected contaminants in streams in Oregon, where a lot of agriculture happens and also a lot of people live. So we have a new publication that we're hoping will be read by people who use pesticides. It's called Water is a Connection. And we put this together in order to help growers and other pesticide applicators protect salmon and steelhead by learning about alternative approaches and best management practices for keeping pesticides out of water. Some pesticides, such as atrazine, which is also known as Atrex, bifenthrin, which is known as Fugade, Diuron, which is known as Carmex, those are some of the ones that are near the top of our list, but there's many others that we're concerned about for being problematic to salmon. They're found at concentrations that are harmful to salmon prey. In the guide, we highlight some of these different pesticides, and we go into some detail about alternative approaches.
More than a million salmon and steelhead once returned each year to the Willamette Basin in Oregon. Today, both species are in trouble. Google Water is the Connection to learn more. David Sparks, aginfo.net.